Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
It's 11 minutes before 10 o'clock on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Here's AM 580 Ag Director Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Wall Street Journal today is reporting that U.S. regulators have told Bank of America and Citigroup that they may need to raise more capital following stress testing of the two banks. A Bank of America spokesperson was not immediately available for comment. Citigroup declined to comment. A Federal Reserve spokesperson also declined to comment. Both banks, whose officials are objecting to the preliminary findings of the tests, plan to respond with detailed rebuttals. The Fed said last week the tests conducted at major banks were aimed at ensuring the institutions have enough capital in reserve to continue to lend in potentially bleaker conditions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8,060 is up 35 points. The NASDAQ 1687 is up 8. And the S&P 500 at 860 is up 3 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Tuesday morning in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 566, up 1.5 on the open. July, 575, up 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 514.5, up 6.5 on the open. July, 525.5, up 6. September, 553.5, up 7 on the open. May corn opened at 371.5, down 3/4 on the open. July, 380, down 3/4. September, 389, down 1. December, $4.25, down 1/4. March of 2010, 413, unchanged on the open. May soybeans opened at 10.17, up 12.25 on the open. July, 10.08, up 11. November, 9.15, up 10.5. January, 9.18, up 8.25. March of 2010, 9.23.5, up 11. May, 9.19.5, up 12 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3.19, up $5 on the open. July, 3.10.50, up 3.20. May soybean oil opened at 35.77, up 23 on the open. July, 35.95, up 11. April live cattle opened at 86.45, up 30 on the open. April feeders, 99.42.5, down 2.5. May lean hogs, 65, down 100. And July bellies, 79.80, down 100 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Looks like traders off the opening bell this morning decided to focus on the weather.
Well, I think that the bird or the swine flu or bird flu or North American flu or whatever you want to call it seems to be the every news wire out there, every TV news show trying to make it into something a whole lot more than what it is at this point in time. And I think our medical profession is doing a good job of keeping it under control. So we're focusing back on the weather, and it rained over an inch again last night. And, you know, we were 22% planted in the corn, but it sure doesn't look like we're going to get much more planted this week to make much progress for next week, Dave. And it is getting later in the calendar year, and we're putting a little of the premium that we so vehemently took off with the flu deal.
Also, spring wheat behind, that's also supportive.
Oh, the spring wheat, yes. I mean, we're getting backed up on that. Of course, we've got less acres. We've got the talk of the damage in Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and that from the earlier freeze that as they walk and look, talk of a lot of wheat that will probably be destroyed from that. So the wheat market's seen a little bit positive attitude today also.
And weather doesn't suggest that a lot will be getting done in the last 4, 5, 6 days in Illinois and Indiana.
No, I don't think, you know, as we look at the weather forecast, basically we don't have a lot of good time in the next 2 weeks to plant corn. You know, the moisture we're going to give us a day or two in between, and that's not quite enough to get rolling strong.
Let's start looking a little bit about how the market has been functioning in the last several sessions. We've been noting with interest that the November-July bean spreads have narrowed significantly in the last four or five sessions. If we were to have that spread down to, say, 80 cents, what would it indicate to you?
Well, I think, you know, first off, what's happening is, number one, we've seen China move some of their next sales in for that. They've been adding and pushing some out into the new crop. Number one, thinking and feeling that they may be okay on the shipments for the old crop already in place. We are also looking at, you know, some delayed planting, of course, which shouldn't be affecting the beans as of yet, but it can. And I think that farmers have been very, very tight holders, and will we see the crush margins go down on old crop beans now? Well, China's not near as aggressive because the crush margins went down as to wanting to ship the beans in a hurry. So I think that that's, you know, just telling us that, you know, maybe we've had some tremendous demand, maybe we're going to have some very tight supplies, but we have rationed some at the prices we're at.
So if we continue to narrow the spread, is it going to be because we're unwinding the spread? Would November have the potential to rally?
You know, there has been unwinding of the spread, a great deal of unwinding with the spread, Dave, and we're continuing to see that today. You know, we're gaining on the July like that. We're down 3.25 now. We're still up 2.5. So we're gaining 5 cents in unwinding that spread here today. Because as we look at things just purely on the weather, old crop's still tight. And, of course, the new crop has the potential of gaining more acres because of the harvest delays. Planting delays, excuse me, Dave. So, you know, we're hearing that on the floor that they also want to be selling the July corn or July beans at in the 10-10 to 10-15 area. So, you know, if we get closer to that level, why we think we'll see some cash start to move again because of the where the basis levels are at and near that $10 price again.
Do you like ideas that the spike low that we had on April 20th, now I'm looking in December corn, and then yesterday's low that matched it, is good support?
Well, I would have to say for right now that's definitely support, especially with the planting weather we're having and somewhat of delays and, of course, the continued good corn sales we're seeing.
And does corn have much more upside potential in your mindset?
Corn has upside potential, but it's limited, Dave. I think we've talked about that many times. With the kind of carryover number we're having, the economy we're looking at, and until we actually start to see the, number one, the crude oil, and number two, the Dow Jones move on up, why we're limited. But as we saw last year, if this crude oil make a run towards $75, which would make ethanol very profitable, that kicks in a big part of our excess corn, and that's where it really comes in. Now, we did notice even on this break that we're seeing corn basis is over the board in northern Illinois here. Last night, I think the corn basis was up about 3.5-4 cents.
So is the greater risk both in beans and corn to the downside then?
Yes.
And if that is the case, then over what period of time before we might anticipate that we would see some more upside rally?
Well, I think the upside rally is going to depend on when it can happen, how fast it can happen. It's going to be, number one, on how fast we can get this swine flu under control, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, if we can see some growth in the economy or in the crude oil pit. And number three is if we can see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel as far as the economy goes, Dave. And, of course, the planting time. And, of course, weather and more weather.
Weather and more weather. We'll talk about that again this afternoon. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Looking at Mike Sola's extended outlook for Illinois and Indiana, he says the week will end with more rain across Illinois and Indiana, with the heaviest precipitation in southern sections of the area. Flooding will continue in river basins and expand into low-lying fields. An active weather pattern will remain in place for the first full week of May, but the systems are not expected to produce any heavy rainfall. Temperatures will trend cooler for much of the next 2 weeks. While no frost is expected, the cool conditions will further restrict drying and keep conditions too wet for field work. We have a website that's good for you 24/7. Check us out at WILLAG.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.